And thank you for contacting Haunted House Flippers, your number one resource for the Haunted House Flippers podcast. We're sorry we can't give you a full-length episode right now, but please check back at the end of the month for a brand new full-length show. If you'd like to hear a short clip that may or may not appear to have anything to do with the show, press 1 or scream yes as if you've just won the lottery, but have yet to realize that the ticket was for last week. You have chosen poorly. Please enjoy. Goodbye.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Haunted New England, sponsored by the Isle of Shoals Historical Society. This is the South Cemetery, where the victims of the infamous Smutty Nose murders... Sorry, everyone, I need to take this. Sorry.
Great.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I know I'm late, I'm sorry. I'm stuck doing this stupid ghost tour thing. Yeah, but I need extra credit to pass. And besides, your
Halloween
parties
are... Of the three available tour guides, we got the one guy who's been on his phone the entire night.
What?
We are missing prime spooking time at this rate.
Damn. Let me find my professor. I'll tell him I'm suddenly very sick and contagious with... What's a really bad disease? Leprosy? You sure that's the right one? Alright, cool.
Are you serious? This kid is just taking his sweet time. College tours, though, I guess. Hope this doesn't count for a grade. Actually, no, wait. I kind of hope it does.
Same. Honestly, I could run this tour better than any of these kids. I mean, honestly, I could run most of these tours better than any of the guides that they actually hire.
Seriously? Awesome! You've definitely got the nerd history student look going for you.
I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult. Honestly, I hear them pretty regularly. Usually it's the latter.
Nah, I dig it. The cute glasses, the hasn't seen the sun in a decade shade of skin. Chicks really do dig vampires, by the way. All of the recording equipment? Let me guess. Anthropology. I have not known any archaeology majors to care much for recording, you know, living people.
Oh yeah, the only time I record the living is when it's by mistake.
The living, always getting in the way of a good time, right? So, about the tour. You said you could run this?
Abso-surely.
Hey guys, wait, don't leave. We've got another tour guide if you don't want to wait for that guy.
Wait, what? What are you doing?
Having a good night.
But I don't work here.
Neither do I, so that makes us even. Come on, dude. Sometimes you gotta be a little spontaneous. Besides, it's not like they're gonna arrest you.
I guess. Fine. Alright.
Ah, yes. Rock on, dude. I'm sorry. I didn't ask your name.
Tom. Tom Miller. Well, not Tom Miller. It's just one Tom, because
yeah.
Tom would be...
Tom says he can run the
pretty
tour.
Ridiculous as a...
He's a historian.
First or even a middle
you
name.
You guys in? Sweet.
Anyway, the recording equipment's for,
Hey, Mr. Tour Guide, is it cool if I take pictures, or is that, like, against the rules or something?
What? No? I mean, I take pictures all the time.
Ah, perfect. Let's do this.
Okay, so, hi, everyone. Welcome to where we keep all the dead people. They've been here a while. Most of them. Probably. Anyway, but I suppose you're all here to hear all about the horrific and ghastly murders that took place right here on Smutty Nose Island. Both of the victims are buried here. The ghosts that roam these mossy stones are the result of a brutal strangulation and hatchet murder.
That's really the only thing that makes this place top on the spooky list. Too bad it's only two interesting murders.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, most people assume when they hear Smutty Nose murders that there's more than one. Well, I mean, it was more than one. It was two dead people. Well, they weren't always dead. What I mean is that there were two living people who were murdered, but it was connected to a single case. But a lot of folks think that there were lots and lots of people murdered here but if we're being honest, more people are murdered other places every day, which is really vague. Sorry. yeah. Otherwise, it's just normal dead people, and they don't seem to stick around as much. So this cemetery was established in the 1700s. The funny thing is, technically, there isn't a South Cemetery. It's what the locals call this collection of five cemeteries surrounding that pond over there. You've got Auburn Cemetery, Cotton Cemetery, Harmony Grove Cemetery, Proprietor's Burying Ground, and Sagamore Cemetery. All of them definitely have potential for some full-body apparitions, EVPs, or even maybe a Class 4 inhuman specter in the cemeteries, not the pond.
Wait, like, please tell me that last thing does not mean you're claiming aliens.
What, in the pond? Don't be absurd. That would be way too small of a target for an intergalactic starship to crash into. Plus, it's more of a marsh than a pond. It's like 6 feet deep in the middle.
No, I meant the inhuman specter comment.
Oh, yeah, no, not aliens. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, like ladies in white, or poltergeists, or maybe even demons could be wandering about.
Ooh, nice touch on that one. Very metal.
Anyway, so you've got Ruth Bay, the first and only woman hanged in New Hampshire, who was actually executed right on these grounds. Robber Baron Frank Jones. There's some authors and newspaper guys, but they don't really make for very good hauntings. I mean, who wants to be haunted by an editor? What's he going to do, correct your grammar for eternity? Actually, wait, that would be awful. The most famous are probably these two, the aforementioned victims of the 1873 murders here on Smutty Nose Island.
Wow. Hey, that inscription on the stone. A sudden death, a striking call.
A warning voice that speaks to all to be prepared to die.
Damn.
Pretty spooky, huh?
I think I need to do a whole photo shoot on that.
Are you trying to get pictures of apparitions?
No, I don't think I'm catching any ghosts. I'm finishing up pharmacology school, but man, for a while there, I really wanted to get into forensics.
Oh, that's awesome. Forensics is super neat. What made you switch?
Well, I really dig true crime stuff, and hearing what techniques they use to solve cases, especially accounts of really old investigations. But to be honest, I didn't want to move to DC. That's where all of the good and high-paying work is. And since I had already done a few pharma classes on the side, I just sort of let it take over.
You sound really smart.
Thanks. I still like reading about the psychology of these things, too. What drives people over the edge to do these kind of things, you know? Wait, you aren't an anthropology major, are you? What's with the recording gear?
Oh, I'm ghost hunting.
For real?
Yeah, for real. I've done this tour a few times this week, trying to get some recordings or photos or anything. I was going to try to head down to the Lizzie Borden house later this month, but it has been booked pretty solid. I hear that place is ripe for EVPs.
Oh man, I have been dying to get down there. Accidental pun.
Did everyone leave?
Oh, I guess so. They didn't seem all that interested anyway.
Did you want to head out? It's okay if you do.
I said they didn't seem interested. Not me.
Oh.
So, Tom the tour guide, what's your dream ghost tour? Like, where would you want to go?
Probably London. Besides the fact that it's super old and probably crawling with ghosts going all the way back to, like, the Cretaceous period.
Wait, so, like, ghost dinosaurs? Is that a thing?
You know? I don't know. I don't see why there wouldn't be. I mean, we've got ghost cats all over the place. Man, could you imagine? but yeah, I really want to do the Jack the Ripper tour. Hey, maybe with my ghost hunting abilities and your forensic skills, we could solve the mystery.
That sounds like a solid plan to me. You can be Shaggy, I'll be Velma. I think I've always wanted to see the catacombs in France. The parts you have to sneak into.
Oh, where the guy got lost and died something like 6 feet from one of the ways out? Like, how does that even happen?
Well, I guess it's completely dark in there without a light, and it's a maze, so I always sort of figured his flashlight died or something, honestly.
I mean, well, something definitely died. I just assume that the ghost got him. And there's no way that you can have that many skulls in one place and not a single spoop hiding in them.
Ugh, either way, it would make for an absolutely incredible photo shoot.
Are you a photographer too?
Oh, no, not even close. I just really enjoy it for my own creative outlet. I am definitely not a pro. I just got this old Nikon that my dad gave me. Hey, go stand by the graves. Let me get a shot of you.
Okay, but why?
You really did me a solid pulling this tour when the guide bailed. And I like having pictures of memories of good times. Plus, you're pretty cute. I like the glasses and the flannel thing you've got going on with the oversized backpack. You kind of like the librarian Ghostbuster.
Thanks. I like your mohawk. It's spiky, like your clothes. You look like a hedgehog. A hedgehog that would hurt me if I hugged it.
Thanks, I think.
Here, let me take a picture of you by the graves. You know, so you remember being here. Or we can see if the ghosts like you.
If anyone was going to like me, it would be ghosts.
I don't know. So far, I think I could like you too. Hey, there you go. Pretty and spooky. Spetty? Pooky?
Oh, hey, listen. I'm checking out this Halloween concert later tonight. I'm not sure if you're into metal, but...
I mean, I guess it depends on the type of metal. Steel and iron are probably the most useful, but I am rather fond of the visual aesthetic of brass and bronze. Cobalt's really cool, too.
No, like, the music.
Oh, not really, no. Sorry. Well, I don't know. I haven't really ever given it a good shot. It just usually makes me really nervous.
It's all good. Well, if you want to give it a try, you can tag along. I'm going with a couple of friends.
I was actually planning to trek over the state line. There's an old asylum, totally abandoned and locked up, but I know a way in. I figured Halloween is the absolute best time to find some evidence, you know?
Okay, wait. Where is that exactly?
It's not easy to find, but do you want to go? Like, with me? Together?
Are you asking me to come to a creepy abandoned building with a man I just met on Halloween night? It sounds like a setup to a bad horror movie.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. I'm really sorry.
I'm in. I'm pretty sure I could take you, Ghost Boy. I'm Janet, by the way.
I'm Tom.
Yep, we got that name earlier. Nice to meet you, Tom. You sure know the way to pique a girl's interest, don't you?
I do? Neat. It's really nice to meet you, too.
Let's get out of here.
Oh. Oh, hey. Your bikes don't actually hurt.
That much. This episode of Haunted House Flippers was written by Melissa Croft, who voices Janet Miller. It was co-written and produced by J.D. Laureate, who voices Tom Miller. And a very special thanks to our guest actor, Matt Brides. Our theme music is Buzzards Bay by The Shortcuts, and yes, ghostguytom@gmail.com is in fact a real email address. For more information, you can check us out at facebook.com/hauntedhouseflippers. Thank you so much for tuning in, and until next time, remember, if you've got it, haunt it.